1824, a Georgia son was born to James Earl Lily and Gordy of Plains. He grew to become an American like none, and Jimmy Carter was his name. From his farm family to the Naval Academy, when his papa died, young Carter went home to the fields of his birth, planting seeds in the earth, and to the governor's mansion and beyond. Hey, hey, man from Plains, down where the old Savannah drains. Hey, hey, man from Plains, man from Plains. Jimmy Carter was a man, I have you understand, a good man, brave and true. In 73 he went to Galilee, to where Jesus walked upon the land. In 76 Jimmy Carter went to fix some things that was broke in Washington. To Camp David he brought Mr. Begin and Sadat to help the warring nations get along. Hey, hey, man from Plains, down where the old Savannah drains. Hey, hey, man from Plains, man from Plains. Most men, after they've been president, they like to sit and rest a spell and sit out in the sun. But the man from Georgia thrived, picked up the Nobel Prize when his days in Washington was done. Well, he met a million people and he shook a million hands, and his feet they trod a million different lands. He read a million books and he sowed a million seeds in the red earth and in the shifting sands. From the peanut farms of Georgia to the Norwegian fjords, Palestine and Mali and Bahrain. From the bricks of Bethlehem to the caves of Pakistan and the brushy fields and hills around plains. For the hungry and the poor, and making election day fair, fighting prejudice, sickness and disease. Planting seeds in the dirt, preaching not an angry word, all the continents and all the seven seas. George Washington, Sojourner Truth, and Martin Luther King, Woody Guthrie, Jackie Robinson, Mark Twain. Tell your daughters and your sons of the great Americans, don't forget the man from Plains. Be free from the coulee to the Aswan Dam. But brother versus brother spills the blood of one another, you children of Abraham. A perfect truth might not be of this world, you solve one problem, two more remain. But folks living free in peace and harmony, that's the prayer of the man from Plains. Hey, hey, man from Plains.
That was The Ballad of Jimmy Carter by Dan Byrne right here on the Children's Hour. And over the break, you heard Bill Frisell from his release called This Land with Jimmy Carter, Part 1. And before the break, you heard Jimmy Carter Says Yes. That's the American Song Poem Anthology. We're learning today about Jimmy Carter with our intern, Addie. And before the break, we learned a little bit about Jimmy Carter's presidency. Now, Addie is going to let us know what happened after Jimmy Carter left the White House.
Jimmy sure has been busy since he left the presidency. One of the first things he did was establish the Carter Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that works around the world to advance human rights. It has worked in more than 80 countries. It is active today in everything from getting rid of different kinds of diseases to making sure elections are fair. The Carter Center website is a wealth of information of what it's doing and how you can help. He has also written 30 books, including a children's book with his daughter Amy, and several books in which he shares his Christian faith. The faith has guided him in two of the other important things that he has done since he was president. Habitat for Humanity is an organization that builds houses for those trying to break out of poverty. Jimmy has been not only a financial supporter of this program, but him and his wife have helped to build dozens of these houses, many times showing up to lend a hand. Even into his 90s, Jimmy still knows how to use a hammer. In 2002, he was awarded one of the most important awards in the world. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to him for, and I quote from the award document, his decades of untiring effort to find peaceful solutions to international conflicts, to advance democracy and human rights, and to promote economic and social development. There have only been 109 Nobel Peace Prizes ever awarded, and Jimmy got one of them. He sure has been really busy. Today, he is 98 years old, and he is as active as ever. He speaks out on various topics and still travels to places where he feels he might be needed. It's amazing that he continues to help the community. It is super important to keep his legacy alive for many years to come. Thank you for learning about Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States. Bye!
Born down in Georgia, raised up from dirt. Learned about faith every Sunday in church. Peanut farmer, a simple kind of man. Jimmy had big dreams and even bigger plans. Natural leader who loved rock and roll. The message and music guide folks to the polls. Soul of a poet, an engineer's mind. Jimmy was old school, but way ahead of his time. A man of peace who was not afraid to fight. He fought every day for justice and human rights. He told us the truth. Try to turn this place around. We weren't ready then, but we sure could use him now. Demand. Met Jimmy at camp and they all shook hands. We ran out of gas, so we harnessed the sun. Jimmy had to go home, but still wasn't done. Married to Rosalind over 70 years, they traveled the world as volunteers. He earned the prize and democracy won.
try to turn this place around. We weren't ready then, but we sure could use him now.
That was Blue Mountain from Dog Days with their Jimmy Carter song. And before that, you heard Timothy Scott with Jimmy, an original song for Jimmy Carter. We've been learning about Jimmy Carter today on the Children's Hour with our summer intern, Addie. You can find pictures, links, and a lot more information at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Jimmy Carter. As we are producing this, Jimmy Carter is on hospice, and what that means is that he's nearing the end of his life. His wife, Rosalind, already has passed away, and he has said that he is looking forward to seeing her again. I'm Katie Stone. We have time for one more here on the Children's Hour. This is the Electric Needle Room with their Jimmy Carter song. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Jimmy Carter grew up in Georgia, picking cotton, growing peanuts, hanging out with all of the black kids when most of the grown-ups were racist. For many years he served in the Navy, came back to work on his daddy's farm. Next he joined the local school board, later became state senator. Then decided to run for president, promised he was the outsider. Some called him two-faced and phony, and 76 won anyway. And fireside chats with the people, liked all the deregulation, helped is the camp they could afford. Strongly for a balanced budget. But then the Iranian hostage crisis, and so many Cuban refugees. Between high gas prices and inflation, the country had enough of them. Though many Biden's presidency didn't go well, he did a lot for human rights long after that. Though many Biden's presidency didn't go well.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show had production help from Addy Arenas and was written by Randy Pence. We also had production help from Gus Tafoya and our senior producer, Christina Stella.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.